Nicole, at least one other quick and low-cost intervention that I know of also found sizable effects in terms of helping students in the transition to college. That was the social belonging intervention studied by Greg Walton and Jeff Cohen, and I'll add a link to that study to the blog as well. I know you weren't involved in that study, but can I ask you to give a quick summary of that research so that our listeners can add that to their radar in terms of evidence-based approaches on this topic?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So I think that there's a growing literature in social psychology at this point, which shows that really small interventions, so brief changes in how students make sense of the college experience, for example, can have really a long-term impact on students' experience and performance. And as you noted, the Walton and Cohen study is one of the important interventions that uses that approach. And I think that their intervention similarly tried to promote a sense of fit or belonging for students, and also tried to change how students made sense of their experience. But what I would say is the key difference between their study and the approach that I talked about was that in their study, they didn't really focus on how difference could matter, how your different backgrounds could matter in college, but instead they focused more on a message of similarity. So the idea that all students will at times feel like they don't belong, and that sense of not belonging or questioning whether you fit in is something that will be transient or short-lived. And so I think the key difference is that they sought to promote belonging using a very different message that didn't address how students' different backgrounds could matter. And I think that there are a variety of ways in which one could promote belonging, and there are advantages and disadvantages to different approaches based on what your particular goals might be in that situation.